Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Persona non grata, the unpleasant person. It's one of the gravest diplomatic badges you can wear, and the United States slapped it on 35 Russians suspected of being intelligence operatives and kicked them out of the country. The White House also shut down two estates used by the Russian government here on U.S. soil. The Kremlin has vowed to respond, but not even a few hours after Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said in remarks broadcast on national TV that Russia would expel 35 American diplomats in response, Vladimir Putin said he had no plans to do so. Meanwhile, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security released a new report Thursday. It showed how Russian civilian and military intelligence services acted to influence the American election, a malicious cyber attack that the U.S. government is officially referring to as Grizzly Step. Joining us is Kimberly Martin. She's professor of political science at Barnard College at Columbia University. Kimberly, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Great to be back, Todd.
So what do you make of the timing of the sanctions against Russia and the individuals and organizations involved? I mean, the White House has known about the hacking since at least early summer. There was an election coming. We all know that. What do you make of the right now?
I think they wanted to have all of their ducks lined up to make sure that they could really say something significant about what the evidence was of the Russians being responsible for this. I also think that they wanted to leave the administration that's coming in with something that's very hard to undo. I think it's significant that Obama did not choose to put on any sanctions that affect American businesses, anything that would have any impact on the Russian oil industry. The sanctions are put on Russian intelligence agencies. And it's going to be very hard for incoming President Trump to explain why he doesn't think sanctions against Russian intelligence are not a good idea.
And a whole host of Russian individuals who the White House says effectively are foreign spies or at least operatives.
Yes, and that's significant, too. It's been a while since we've had this level of expulsion of Russians. And so I think that that's about as strong as you can get in terms of expressing diplomatic displeasure. And in terms of the timing, by the way, New Year's is the most important holiday in Russia. And so it actually gave these people the maximum inconvenience in terms of having to pack up and leave in 72 hours.
So that's interesting, maximum inconvenience, because do you think these sanctions are designed to really hurt Russian institutions, in this case, the intelligence service, military intelligence, or are they more designed to show action?
The most significant part of it is the attribution. And the reason that that's significant is because it says, Russia, we know that you're behind this. You can't get away with it. It's going to have an effect on U.S. allies who have elections coming up. France and Germany are both very concerned about Russian hacking into their electoral systems. And, it might, in the long run, actually lead to cooperation. And the reason that that's the case is that it did with China in 2015, when the United States was willing to say it's the Chinese military that is responsible for the hacking of the Office of Personnel Management in the United States, and we're going to put sanctions against the individuals that were responsible for that hack. It let China know that the United States could take action and could go out with public attribution. And a lot of people believe it led to the agreement that seems to be largely working. And so maybe it's actually giving Trump a gift, because if he takes hold of this and runs with it early in his administration, he might be able to get an agreement with Russia to limit the hacking of each other.
So maybe a gift to Donald Trump. But of course, the difference between 2015 and the Chinese and now, or one of the key differences, is that we have a change in administration coming in just 3 weeks. Donald Trump said yesterday, kind of with resignation, it's time for everyone to just move on with our lives. I'm not really interested in this. But yes, okay, I'll take an intelligence briefing on the Russian hacks. He doesn't seem like the guy who's going to turn around and really lean on the Russians about this.
Well, a couple things to think about. He faces some pretty strong Republican opposition to his statements about Russia. And so he has to take account to what his own party is thinking about these things. And I think it was actually pretty wise of Obama not to put the sanctions against economic actors, not to put the sanctions against U.S. oil companies, because it's going to be really hard for Trump to come in and say, oh, we don't want to have sanctions against the Russian intelligence agencies. Who's in favor of the Russian intelligence agencies in the United States? It would take a very strong a political statement by Trump that he's actually pro-Russian to undo these sanctions.
So Donald Trump's advisor, Kellyanne Conway, one of his spokespersons on CNN last night, complained that Barack Obama is trying to box Donald Trump in. It seems like she's right. That's one of the factors here.
I think he is trying to box Donald Trump in, but in a very creative way, because he really, what is the situation now is that this annoyed Russia, and Trump can undo it, but I don't think he can undo it without really getting something significant from Russia in return in order to keep the peace in his own party. And so that's why I think it might actually be a positive step that leads to some kind of an agreement on limiting hacking. It was sort of surprising that Russia was not willing to go along in 2015 with this major agreement that the U.S. and China signed. And maybe this will be the extra little incentive on both sides to get that kind of a new agreement in place.
So based on what you've seen so far, Kimberly Martin, ever since the summer or even before, during the presidential campaign, this entire hacking episode, would you say that the Russians are now emboldened by this grand experiment they've run on the United States, its people, its media, its politicians, and the United States' reaction to it? What's the takeaway lesson for the Russians right now?
Well, I think they were emboldened, and I think that this latest set of sanctions and other actions says to the Russians, watch out. We know what you're doing. We're willing to go on the record and attribute these things to you so you can't get away with it. We're sending a message to our allies to be on the lookout for what it is you're doing. We'll share the specific people who were involved. We'll share the websites that were involved. We'll share some of the techniques that were involved. And so you are now on public display for what you're doing. Can it stop the Russians from doing it? No. But maybe it can cause them to stop and think about whether it is actually such a low-cost action going forward.
Kimberly Martin is professor of political science at Barnard College at Columbia University. Kimberly, it's always great to have you.
Thank you, Todd. Great to be here.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.